It's quite a sad time for the Tom and Matt Attack podcast, in that we'll be losing the Tom and Matt Attack shack quite soon.
We've put the petrol over the floor. We've cleared anything of value actually off the property, and we're gonna burn it down.
So get ready for the last podcast in the shack.
Because the roof is on fire.
It's Tom and Matt Attack.
Yeah, sorry, I had to slip some kind of song into there.
Of course, it wouldn't be right without.
It would not be a Tom and Matt Attack intro if it were not a song.
And what an occasion.
Indeed.
What a momentous occasion this is. I am moving out to another place.
You are. I have already jettisoned from
quite
the Tom
long
and Matt
ago.
Shack. Yeah, almost, 6 months at this point, I guess.
Wow.
Not far off.
We've been doing the old back and forth for a while now.
We have. Dinner at mine, dinner at yours.
Yeah.
It's been good, but
we've finally got to say goodbye to the place. And
we have.
I must say, it's quite emotional, actually. As I'm tearing stuff off the walls and packing stuff into boxes.
Quite literally unscrewing everything that can be fastened to a surface. Then
and cleaning kitchen.
Giving it a good scrub.
Yeah, and due to this, I've not played that much this last week, to be honest with you.
I haven't, purely because I haven't really had chance.
It's our busy adult lives that get in the way of our hobby.
Curses, Tom. I want to be a child forever. But I can't, Tom. We all must grow up sometime. But what have you played this week, Thomas?
Like that's you're browsing your phone. You just said before the podcast, you've now got money, so you're looking on eBay.
Well, yeah, I'm 10 shy at this point of my complete Game Boy collection for Europe.
Mm,
and so I'm just looking to see if any of the buy it nows listed in the past 24 hours are a bargain on a title I need.
Well, you do that.
They're not, fortunately, so I shall put the podcast first and put eBay to the side.
I've been playing a couple of games which I own because of you. Because of you mentioning to me on Friday that what was Blockbuster Video and now Blue City here in Vejle, Denmark, have some sort of buy one, get one free offer on their remaining game stock.
That I dare call the Danish Deal of the Week.
So I'll tell you what I've got, and then you can tell us what you got. I picked up a couple of games for 150 kroner for the
150 kroner?
I'm still not sure whether this is great, but I know I was never willing to pay this much for one of these particular games, and that was Rambo for the PS3. In fact, to give it its correct title, Rambo the Video Game.
Rambo the Video Game.
Okay, now this has a title that's been long on my wish list, and I've seen it about. I've heard mixed things about it, but I'm a fan of Stallone, and I'm a fan of Rambo.
And you're a sucker for punishment.
And I wanted something to use my move, massive battle assault rifle, whatever call it, with. And I thought, this could be just the ticket. As it was, or as it turns out, it's not well suited. The control layout isn't well suited to using the massive gun with it.
No. Why is this game so expensive?
What game?
Rambo the Video Game.
Is it expensive?
Well,
still?
Yeah, it seems like it's like around the 20 quid mark on Amazon.
Yeah, this is it. This is where I'd seen it for about that much. And I think, what was it, about 75 it would have cost me? If 150 for two?
Yeah.
75?
75 krona.
Which I thought was going to be okay for this. Because, to be honest, I didn't know what to expect. Right?
Yeah.
But to my...
horror or surprise?
No, to my surprise. That's the word I was looking for. To my surprise, it's actually a really fun on-the-rails gun game.
Okay. I'm very surprised to hear that.
Yeah. It has the atmosphere that you'd want from Rambo game. And immediately as you start it, you hear the iconic theme music in the background, and Colonel Troutman gives a little eulogy for Rocky. Not Rocky. I've done it, haven't I?
Yes, you have. Rocky. Oh, man, I wish Rocky was in it. Is there a section where you punch someone? I'd be interested.
He's a hidden character. He's at Rambo's funeral. So I'm not sure how this takes place in the far future, I imagine, because Rambo's not dead yet in the film continuity.
Yes.
But yes, the idea is you replaying the memories that Troutman is talking about in this eulogy at the Rambo's funeral.
Wow, so Rambo's dead.
Rambo's dead. That's how the game begins. What a shocker. And then you're thrust into the prologue level, which is of the game, which isn't based exactly on any of the films. It is a flashback to his torture in Vietnam.
Okay.
Which he flashes back to a lot in First Blood Part 2.
So it's like a nice, cheery way to start a video game, yeah?
Yeah. And you're trying to get to a helicopter. You're escaping the Vietnamese troops.
Okay.
And it's fairly standard light gun game, but it's got a couple of unique features. For example, to regain health, you have to build up so many kills.
Yeah.
And then you get a meter lights up. And then if you press X, I think it is, then you go into this mode, it's like overkill mode, where all the enemies kind of flash and then you can shoot them to regain your health. So that's how you regain your health. It's not immediately evident at the beginning. The game kind of introduces it to you a few steps in.
Yeah.
And you're starting to think, hang on, how do I recover health? This is quite tough. But when that mechanic comes in, it's like, oh yeah, this is quite a fun way. It doesn't break up the gameplay too much to do this. Also, reloading has an extra strategy, like Gears of War. If you time your reloading right, you'll get full. Well, if you time it right, you'll get your normal bullets. If you get it extra good, you get twice as many bullets. And if you jam it
and then
you get like 12 bullets and you can't fire for a while. And that's quite a good little mechanic that shakes things up a little bit. The game's accurate and responsive. The graphics aren't too bad. I remember hearing people complaining that Rambo's too short or something like that.
Okay.
But to be fair, you don't see that much of him because it's a first-person shooter. But what I've played so far, it's been actually really challenging and it's got a good difficulty curve as well.
So did you stand there like Tony Montana at the end of Scarface with your big PlayStation Move gun just kind of like firing maniacally at the screen?
I tried to do that, then I forwent that and just use the move remote and pointed it because far easier and far more responsive.
Damn it! That.
The thing is, to reload, you have to press a button and you can't like put it onto the whatever you call that.
The handy dandy remote, the one I don't have, the one with
no,
the
No, I mean the when you're reloading.
Oh,
your
really?
Gun, I don't know what that's called. Or you can't even hit the bottom of the ammo clip.
No.
There's a button actually on where the ammo clip would be on a real gun.
Yeah.
On this, and some games you can hit it to reload. You can't
you not
in Rambo.
Set it with this.
No, you can't set the controls. You have to use the prefixed controls, which are interesting. I mean, one of them is to go into cover, you have to hold down the move button and move in a direction you want to cover in.
Yeah.
It does feel quite natural. And you can reload while you're doing that. But the weird thing is you still got to keep the move button held down while you're pressing another button to reload. So you're like this. You've got your thumb on the move button. Oh, then you've got your other finger on the reload. But actually, it works. You know, it's not a major flaw in the game for me.
Okay.
I can see there's a lot of fun stuff to come. You play through all the films, apart from the very latest one. You play through the original trilogy. And the set pieces that look to becoming are based around key moments in all these films.
Okay.
There's several missions for each film. So if the rest of the game is anything like this beginning level, which I still haven't completed because it was rather hard, but still it didn't feel unfairly hard.
Okay, well that's good at least.
It's going to be good and well worth £7.50.
That's all right.
And
the
other game I picked up was, I thought it's WWE, but it doesn't seem to have the E in it anymore. It seems to just be WW. This is WW2K14 for the PS3.
You sure it doesn't have the E in it?
I could not see the E on the front of the box. Anyway, I don't have a wrestling game for the PS3. And when I was looking for another game in this buy one, get one free offer, I saw this and thought, why not give it a go? I haven't played a new style wrestling game since the PS2, when I was put off by some of the later ones because they felt a bit more slower and methodical, and I enjoy things like All-Stars, WWF All-Stars.
Yeah.
Or WWE, whatever they call it nowadays. This one, actually, it's not too bad. It feels very smooth, and I think that's, having not played a wrestling game for a while, I've never played one that felt so smooth and fluid.
Yeah.
There's no jarring transitions between moves or anything. I think this is something they've perfected over time. There's a heavy reliance on a reversal button.
No, that's just the WWE logo now. It's just two W's with a red slash through it. Doesn't really make much sense.
It's, I guess, still WWE.
Two in it, it's an E.
What?
I don't know. That's a really shit logo.
But yeah, the reversals, there's a big emphasis on that. So every move that your opponent does on you, you can press R2 at the right time and reverse it. You know, what I don't know if I like it too much because it requires a reliance on being good at timing that button press. Because if you're not very good at that sort of thing, and your opponent is, then you don't stand a chance. Also, the pinning has a unique system where a little bar will show up. You hold down the X button when you're the one being pinned, and then let it go again in the little bar. There's a little green area of this bar, and if you stop the cursor at the right point, you can recover. And of course, if you're more damaged, the space
gets smaller. Yes,
space gets smaller. It's a little tricky to get to grips with at first, and it can mean if you're not so familiar with it and you start playing it, you can kind of get pinned after a few punches.
But I mean, that kind of mechanic is in a lot of games. I mean, it's in Gears of War, it's in Rambo from the sounds of what you were just saying.
Yeah, timing something at the correct time. It just means if you're not so good at it, that's the match over. You don't get another chance, that's it. You're pinned. Whereas in other wrestling games, they could go on quite a long time because it was all dependent on your energy level and how well you'd fought in the match, whether you could be pinned or not.
Maybe that's something they were looking at and just saying, well, these matches take far too long. We need to shorten the matches and get people playing.
But again, for the price, I think it's okay. It's slightly outdated now. And I started to think, how do these wrestling games retain their value? Or are they like a FIFA game?
I have no idea what I paid for it.
But regardless, it's not bad. And I certainly will try it again.
Okay.
For sure. It's got some WrestleMania mode, which goes through the history of key WrestleManias. And it's got a lot of the old wrestlers in, which are the ones I recognise. Because when I first turned it on and I saw all these new faces, I could only pick out Chris Jericho and Kane and Undertaker and Triple H.
Yeah. It was still £13 new on Amazon, so it's all right.
Nah, it's all right. It's not bad. I got it a little cheaper than the asking price. So I picked up those two games this week for the PS3.
That's all right in it.
I did want Devil Third, but I couldn't find anywhere in Vejle, Denmark. Yeah. So I ordered it online. Okay. I haven't read any reviews of it yet. I've heard it's not got great ones, but a few people on Amazon reviews, user reviews, seem to quite like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a fan of the director's work on things like Ninja Gaiden, Dead or Alive. So he's a game developer director of a certain quality, I always feel.
Oof. Metacritic score of 40% based on 21 critics.
Well, it's not trendy, so probably that's why. Or maybe not.
A complete disaster saved by a competent online multiplayer. Devil's Third is ugly with bad controls and is boring.
It didn't look boring when it was originally announced.
It's mostly IGN slagging it off.
Yeah. Some people may say it's a fun game, you know. I think maybe people expect AAA titles coming out of their bums or something. Maybe we're spoilt nowadays.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, games have come a long way. Perhaps this is more akin to an experience on an older console.
Oh,
perhaps.
Snap. Digital Spy says, it's quite clear that Devil's Third was never intended for the Wii U. Feels completely out of place. It's fitting only for... the only Wii U specific Devil's Third uses... The only specific feature Devil's Third uses is the gamepad's poor battery life because it gives you an excuse to turn it off. Someone just doesn't like the Wii U from the sounds of things.
Yeah, I've not had a lot of luck with these sort of games that I'm very fond of. For example, the last game I bought, which has similar scathing reviews, was Yaiba, Ninja Gaiden Z.
Yes. Yeah, and that was also...
But that is a game that I play for all of 20 minutes and never played again.
Is that by the same team, though?
No, I'm pretty confident it's not. Okay, well, I'll make up my own mind when I play the game when it arrives.
Yeah, I think it's probably best.
Because I had to order it online. In fact, it was quite difficult to find online. Amazon wasn't selling it, only selling it through another seller.
Yeah.
And Zavvi had it down as coming out in December.
Okay.
And costing £50.
Hmm, interesting. Look on coolshop.tk, see if they have a copy of it.
They had it on Fona.
Yeah.
Online. For 420 okay. krona.
How much did you pay for it? 30 quid?
30 quid.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah. Well, I went to Blue City, and this is why I would hearken to call it the Danish deal of the week. I picked up two PS4 titles, actually, not anything for the PS3 or the Xbox 360. And I think I got a pretty good deal. I got Saints Row 4 after your wonderful review of it last time we talked to Thomas, and you saying you really enjoyed that game. I got that. That would have been 99 krona for the definitive edition with Gat Out of Hell, which I've heard isn't that great.
Yeah.
And I also got Wolfenstein The New Order on the PS4, I've been looking for fucking ages at a reasonable price anyways. And that was 130 krona. So all in all, I got Wolfenstein and Saints Row 4 for 13 quid, more or less. Haven't had a chance to play either of them yet. I only picked them up on Friday evening and then I've been busy since. But, yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. I'm really looking forward to playing Wolfenstein, watching you play it back when it launched on the PS3. It seems like a really good game. And I'm curious to try out Saints Row, even if it isn't that good. I mean, I got it for free, technically. I would have paid 13 quid for Wolfenstein on its own, so see how it goes. Yeah,
I think they're really good pickups. Very good. I mean, I've been enjoying a bit of Saints Row 4 myself recently. I haven't picked it up on one of the PlayStation store sales.
Yeah.
For, I think about £12.
See?
I didn't get the Get Out of Hell with it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's 12 quid for the digital version. I paid...
Yeah.
Well, I would have paid a tenner for the box one. Yeah. Pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I thought it's pretty good. Sitting the going rate, it's about 20 quid.
Oh, looked on Amazon now, it's around the £15 mark. Mm. But shops here in Denmark are still stocking it for 300 krona, so...
It's Denmark, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's true. But it's interesting to see, like, it was ridiculous in GameStop, it was almost 400.
Yeah.
But I was just kind of used as justification of my purchase and going like, see, I'm not crazy. I bought these games for cheap, even though I didn't really want this one. But I'll give it a go. What I did manage to play, though, this weekend is actually one of the few games I did anyways, is the new game by Mike Bethel called Volume, which is a stealth game that I played last year at EGX. I got to fiddle around with a few little missions there. Mm-hmm. The narrative style is very interesting. It's played over the top of you playing out these simulations. For those of you who don't know, it's a stealth game, kind of in the similar vein of Metal Gear Solid, more of an isometric view, though, rather than a third-person perspective. But it's kind of like, at least at the start, it's kind of like the VR missions of Metal Gear Solid, where it's just small contained puzzles you need to solve by using stealth mechanics. And it goes about it pretty well. Like, I'm quite surprised. As much as I love the Metal Gear series, it's more for its batshit narrative than its gameplay, because I'm terrible at stealth games. However, Mike Bethel seems to have actually created a stealth game that is accessible for people who suck at stealth.
I've heard there's that ninja game that's like that as well. Mark of the Ninja, is it?
Yes.
The 2D stealth game.
Mm-hmm.
It's also meant to be really user-friendly. Yeah.
But this is surprisingly so. Like, I played it at EGX, and while I didn't really have trouble with it, like, the last two puzzles of that demo were really tough for me as someone who sucks at stealth, because there was a lot of guards to get around, and I finally managed to kind of break their pattern in the end and make two of them walk around in the same place. But this game kind of encourages you to do things like that, and you are at the mercy of throwing things around. There's these little things called bugles you can pick up.
Not the crisps.
No, it's more towards the sound. You throw this thing and it can bounce off walls, and then you can press R2 to set it off.
Mm.
And it'll make a bird noise. And then the guards will be like, what is that? And like go over there and look at it. And there's, oh God, I can't remember what they're called. I'm not that far into the game. I'm only 15% of the story. But there's also an item, I believe, that are called oddities or something oddities. Along those lines.
Okay.
And essentially, like, the description of the item is like the most amazing thing you've ever seen. And it's essentially, it's just something you throw to distract the guards and they stare at it for a while because it's so amazing.
Yeah.
And you can obviously sneak past them then, but it's pretty good. There's a nice cover mechanic in it. You can click, I believe it's square to crouch or to hug walls in general, and then you can follow them round the corners by clicking one of the shoulder buttons. And yeah, all in all, I really enjoyed playing it. It was one of those games I found hard to put down. I need to actually do real life stuff today. And I was like, I just want to play a bit more of it.
Yeah. It's good. It's good to hear. I mean, it was quite a tough job, I imagine, following up something like Thomas is Alone. But if anyone can do it, it's a guy with, like, Mike Bethel. He's proven to be good. And a lovely guy as well. We got to chat to him.
We did, yeah. We have a previous podcast where we chatted to Mr. Bethel, and he seemed like a very nice guy. But all in all, I'm really impressed by how good it is. Like, I liked the mechanics and stuff at EGX, but there wasn't any, obviously, the story beats.
Mm.
And the narrative seems to flow over the top of everything pretty nice. It's not repeated. Yeah. So, like, it is what it is. And, like, if you fail a mission, it keeps telling you the story rather than you having to listen to the same bits of dialogue over and over again, which I think is very nice. Has little hidden things you can read around the levels and try and suss out what the story is. But I don't want to spoil the story. It's brand new, so I won't say much on it. But essentially, you're a Robin Hood-esque character.
Mm.
And you're going through these simulated, I don't even know what you call it. I'm going to go with VR missions. These simulated
simulations, is that?
Yeah, probably a good place to start.
Simulated
situations.
It's a great name for a podcast.
I'm stimulated by those situations.
Stimulating simulation situations.
Yes.
The SSS.
So I played it, I enjoyed it, and I can't wait to go home and play a little bit more of it.
That's a sign of a good game, and you can't wait to play more.
It is, and it's going to be the perfect warm-up to Metal Gear, which is out next week. Hopefully I can unlock the stealthy part of my brain.
You know, maybe releasing it a week before. Well, so everyone's feeling like, oh, I really want a stealth game. Oh, here's one. I'll get that because I can't wait for Metal Gear.
Maybe. Well, you know, it's,
even though I'm sure that they're very different beasts.
Yes, I assume so. But yeah. I mean, when we chatted to him, he said that this game was very inspired by Metal Gear, and it kind of shows.
Hmm.
But yeah, all in all, very good game. Can't wait to play it. I'll give you guys a full rundown of my thoughts and feelings on it next week, because I'm definitely going to complete it before Metal Gear, because that is going to consume my life when that comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's very exciting times with Metal Gear coming out so soon.
Metal Gear.
Hideo Kojima game, don't forget.
The last Hideo Kojima game of this series.
Yeah, let's hope he's going to make another video game at some point.
So I'm actually really, really want to play, now that I'm aware that Sunlight's going to fade. Man, I really want to play Boktai. Like, I've been looking at it all day going like, oh shit, I really want to play Boktai.
Maybe he'll announce a Kickstarter for Boktai 3.
Boktai 3 already happened. We never got
it. Did it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Boktai 4. I would love some kind of Boktai game, because that series is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, what else have you been playing?
I've been enjoying the Need for Speed series. In fact, in the hands of such a good developer like Criterion, and now Ghost, who also seem to be a very talented bunch. It's one of the premier driving games out there. I'd take it any day over something like Drive Club.
Yeah.
So I've been playing Need for Speed Rivals, which I, for the PS4, which I picked up. Damn it. Sorry, I'm bidding on something on eBay.
It's okay. Don't worry. Take your time.
Which I picked up last weekend. And I really like it. I don't know, did I talk about it last week?
You did, yes.
Yeah, it's like an open world Hot Pursuit.
Yes.
And then today, I'd just been on my PS3 and I was feeling quite lazy. I didn't feel like getting up to swap the disc and turn the PS4 on. So I decided I'd play a game that was already on my hard drive on PS3, and that was Hot Pursuit.
Yes.
The aforementioned Hot Pursuit, which is still a great game. I mean, of course, Rivals looks a little nicer. It's got this open world mechanic that is familiar to anyone who's played Burnout Paradise or New Speed Most Wanted, the latest one. But actually, I quite like the old kind of like Burnout 3 map overview, pick your levels, challenges, and just do them without this kind of driving around trying to find a race business.
None of that malarkey.
Yeah, really, really enjoying it. A lot. And I was a little bit addicted to Hot Pursuit this morning. And I found myself getting better at it the more I played it again.
Yeah.
You know, and really enjoying all the kind of special moves that you can do, the special things like EMP firing. It's a bit like Mario Kart in a way. You have weapons which you can use on the police who chase you. And they're probably the most exciting modes on the game, where you have the police chasing you, the Hot Pursuit missions. Because you try and do a road race, but you got these police in your way, and you can use spike strips, lay them on the ground behind you, and send EMPs at them. And it can be some very, really frantic, really enjoyable gameplay.
Yeah.
I'd recommend it if you haven't played Hot Pursuit. It's an old game now. But if you want your Burnout-style thrills...
I might give it a go. Like, I actually, despite my dislike of racing games generally, I quite like Burnout.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll give it a go. Maybe it's a gateway drug to racing games for me.
Yeah, because it's so easy to get to grips with, and it's so exciting. There's more to it than just racing, especially in Hot Pursuit, because if you want to, you can take the role of the police officers as well.
Yeah.
And play through those missions. And if you wanted maybe one for the PS4, then Rivals is practically the same thing as Hot Pursuit on the PS4, but with this open world thing going on. So, yeah, that's, other than those other two that I picked up, Rambo and WWE, that's practically, I'd say, pretty much all I've been playing, apart from my usual Thursday night shenanigans of, oh, it's Call of Duty this week. Didn't actually get a chance to play Mario Kart 8.
God, this sounds so wrong when you're just like, oh, yeah, play Call of Duty this week. Or,
and Need for Speed.
Need for Speed and some Flappy Bird. What happened to you, Tom Parry? I remember you used to be cool.
I am cool.
Oh,
I just bought Christmas Lemmings 94 on the PC.
How does that feel?
Oh, it's not 94. I've realised it's not 94. It's actually the other one.
Did you just buy the wrong game? Are you fucking serious?
I thought it was 94. Oh, well, it's Christmas Lemmings for the PC, a game I already own.
Good job, Tom.
Not the one that, I wiped my Christmas Lemmings 94 data off my Amiga disc by accident. And I thought I was rebuying it right here. And it was actually 93.
You just bought this. What? Are you that obsessed? Are you that entwined in your Lemmings love that you just spent 23 quid on a game you already own?
It's the PC version.
Oh my God.
But it does break my rule of it having exactly the same cover. That's a shame. Oops. Oh well.
Oh well, at least it's not an Engage.
Hopefully I get that money back from the Engage that I'm owed. The Engage that never arrived.
Yes, the Engage that never came.
And the seller doesn't know how to refund me, apparently.
Yeah,
it's
sure
taken him a good week to try and work out how to refund me.
Yes. Oh well, Tom. It's okay.
It's been, how long's it been? I think I bought it on the 5th of July.
Yeah. Some things are just never meant to happen, Tom. You having an Engage is one of them because it's a terrible handheld.
I've got a Japanese Dreamcast now.
Oh, goody.
I got it for the lovely sum of only £25.
Oh, that's all right. How did you manage that?
I just bidded on it on eBay and I won it.
Nice.
Yeah. I picked up a few things recently. That was probably one of the best things I picked up. I can tell you exactly how much I got it for. It was 25, then 12 quid postage on top of that.
Yeah.
But it came with a step down and one controller. It just didn't come with the AV cable.
Okay.
That's all.
But I assume you already have one.
Yeah, and the controller is a nice official transparent blue one.
Ooh, nice.
So on goes my tradition of owning two of the same console. Actually, I own several European Dreamcasts because of my problems with them not working.
Yes.
But this is my first Japanese Dreamcast.
Is it a special Japanese Dreamcast? Or
no,
is it...
it's just the white one. But it has got, obviously, the red, you know.
Yes.
The red, oh, you've already seen a Japanese Dreamcast.
I know what a Japanese Dreamcast looks like.
It came in the proper box with all the manuals as well.
Yeah, that's all right.
So it's a complete
thing. It's got the businessman and the guy, the Sony president, Sega president on the back.
Dude. Yeah.
Cool.
Do you want to hear what else I picked up?
Yeah, go for it.
I've been busy again since we last spoke. I think I said I picked up Sonic Spinball last week and Sonic Adventure DX and a few of the US PS2 games.
Yeah.
Fatal Fury. Oh, I'm just going up my list here. I told you I purchased Sonic CD for the Mega CD. Maybe not on the podcast, but I told you, Matt. I've got my money back on that one.
You did, yes.
Because I found out it didn't come with a manual. I also picked up Sonic the Hedgehog Triple Trouble on the Game Gear.
Ooh.
I have recently been thinking about Sonic games again and what I don't have. Terrible, isn't it? But this was one of them. It's quite expensive boxed, so I got it loose with its manual, which was quite nice, for just over £10.
That's all right.
And they also threw me in a copy of Sonic the Hedgehog 1 for the Game Gear as well. A game I already own, but it sweetens the deal slightly.
Yes, it does.
You have a Game Gear, Matthew?
I don't have a Game Gear, Thomas.
Otherwise, I would offer you a copy of Sonic 1. Then.
I will get a Game Gear at one point, but...
Sonic R.
Sonic R?
Sonic Saturn.
Sonic with pirates, or...
No, this is a racing game developed by Traveller's Tales.
Oh, right, okay.
Now known as TT Games.
Yes.
Had some great music in.
Hmm.
Really good music. Can you feel the sunshine? Does it brighten up your day?
Wow, okay.
Don't you feel that sometimes you just need to run away?
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, really upbeat music. Good game for the Saturn. War Gods for the PS1.
War Gods?
War Gods is a Mortal Kombat-alike fighting game, but rendered in 3D.
Okay.
Polygons and all. And it's one of those few PlayStation 1 fighting games that I don't already own.
Yeah, you've got to be pretty close to that now.
I might be. I'll have to double check.
Because, I mean, you needed about 8 or 9 when I was still taking the piss out of you for needing 0 to buy 2.
Yeah, I'm just picking up here and there at the moment. When I see one, I'll pick it up.
You've got to be pretty close now. I think you must be within like 5, if that.
Yeah, I'll have to share that maybe on a forthcoming podcast. Actually, what I've got, and if anyone listening can advise me about ones I'm missing, then that would be much appreciated.
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
Mm. I also picked up Tracks for the Game Boy.
Yes!
Matt Boyle pointed me in the direction of this one. I really enjoyed what I played of Tracks when I borrowed it.
It's one of my favourite Game Boy games. It's fucking brilliant.
And that's an overhead shooting game in a little tank.
It's by the good folks at HAL Labs, the people who made Kirby. It's kind of similar to Kirby's Dream Land, both in length and difficulty, but it's over the top shooter. You play a tank, you press the B button to rotate it and A to fire, and you can...
A nice, simple, fun game.
Yes, it is.
Perfect for the Game Boy.
Indeed.
I continue my US PS2 game collection with a game... Surprisingly, only released in the US, to my knowledge, and that's Cool Borders 2001.
For what?
For the PS2.
They made a Cool Borders game for the PS2. Shit, the bed. I've been lying to myself for years. I thought there was no more Cool Borders knowledge.
I didn't realise how many Cool Borders games there are.
There's like 4 on the PS1, right?
Yeah.
And Borders!
It was a launch title for the PS2.
Really? Why did we not get that? Like, why? We got so many Phoenix games. Why didn't we get Cool Borders to the PS2? I thought that was just a PS1-only franchise.
Yeah,
it must be shit.
No, it's okay.
Why didn't we get that?
I wouldn't have got it if it wasn't okay.
I own all the Cool Borders games on PS1. You're a bad man.
I picked up Marvel Nemesis Rise of the Imperfects on the Xbox.
Is it imperfect?
Yeah, it was slated terribly, but it's a fighting game
for
the Xbox with Marvel Superheroes in. I'll give it a go. At £3, you can't grumble, including postage.
God, original Xbox game collecting seems like a jolly. Yeah.
Micro Machines for the PS2. Okay. I love the series. Don't have a PS2 version. Looked quite cool from the videos I was watching. And only £3 postage included.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Turbo Gun for the Sega Saturn and Sony PlayStation. This is a light gun for both the PlayStation really? And the Saturn.
What? Oh, right, okay. Together. I thought you were going to say it's a light gun game. That's pretty cool then.
Yeah, I don't own light gun for either system. And at just over £10, it was a bargain, I think. Okay.
Have you read any reviews on it? Is it worth it?
Fairly common, this gun is.
Yeah?
So I hope it's all right. It's all black, which is different for these light guns. Usually they're blue or grey or red or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, they're usually a colour that screams, yeah. Please don't shoot me when
black.
I'm carrying this
there's
in public.
A little tiny... Oh, I was going to show Matt a little tiny picture of it, but then...
Much like the Japanese Dreamcast, it's left to my imagination.
That black gun there.
That black gun there. Yeah. It's got a copy of Time Crisis with it, is it?
Yeah, I don't know why, because that's a PS2 game.
That is a PS2 game. Someone's just thrown that in without knowing what the fuck that is.
Okay. Maybe it does work on PS2 as well.
Maybe it does. I don't know the difference if PS1 like games work on PS2 as well.
Anyway, there it is. And it doesn't require all that funny setup of sticking things all over your monitor, like I think the G-Con does.
Does it?
Doesn't you have to stick stuff in the corners of your TV?
I don't remember that.
Recognize? Anyway.
I think I only own a G-Con 2, though.
Okay. I picked up a little selection of PS1 games, which I thought was a bargain.
Right.
8 PS1 games.
Okay. 8.
8.
How much?
How much?
How much for 8
You want to know how much
yes.
that was?
I do, because I want to know if it's a bargain from the off without you telling me the titles.
£8.
Okay, so it's a quid a title. Okay, quid
a title.
That's all right.
Do you want to know what the titles are?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, Matthew. The titles are Formula One 2000.
Okay, that's worth a quid.
I don't have a Formula One game on PS1. This is my reasoning for that. Okay. Toka Touring Cars 1 and 2.
I have no idea what that is.
Touring Cars game.
Oh, right, okay. Okay.
Now, it's the Toka 1 box with the Toka 1 game inside.
Right.
But also included a loose disc of Toka 2.
Okay.
Hmm. Not the box for Toka 2.
Not the box for Toka 2, but...
This funny old game called Martian Gothic. Don't know what it is.
Martian Gothic? Okay.
Yeah. Cool Borders 2 and Cool Borders 3.
Yes, okay. That, you instantly made it worth it by mentioning a Cool Borders title.
A game called Assault.
Great.
Oh, well, that is. And Worms is just included in there as well.
Did you have a PS1 copy
I have
of Worms?
A PS1 copy of Worms. Give okay. you one for a quid if you want one.
I'm all right.
Oh,
I got Worms Armageddon. I don't need any more Worms.
Okay. Nearing the end of this quite comprehensive list now, I picked up...
Like, what are you doing? Are you just sitting at home on eBay going like, oh, I'll have that. I'll have that. Oh, I'll have that one.
I am aware it's a bit of an addiction, and I'm saying to myself, once I get through this watch list that I have at present, I'm going to... refrain from eBaying for an amount of time.
I believe that when I see it, Tom. Several times on this podcast, I've said to you the words of, well, yeah, well, you know, when I get all my European Game Boy games, I'm going to stop then. I'll get the US ones. Yeah, great. Now I'm looking at Game Boy Color games on eBay,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, get little Nicky.
Oh, no. Putting the phone down.
Spot Goes to Hollywood. This is a sequel to Cool Spot on the Saturn.
Okay.
Loose disc, US copy. It's okay. It'll work. £3.
Okay.
I the box copy is considerably more, 15 quid
yeah.
for a box copy. I wanted to play the game. I'm not too arsed about the box or anything with this one.
Yes.
£3 floating around on eBay.
Fair
Why
enough.
Not?
Yeah, give it a go.
And Lemmings. Christmas Lemmings on the PC.
Well, how much did you pay for that, Tom? Because I believe you already own that game on the Amiga with the exact same box.
£26.20.
You're regretting that purchase at all, Tom?
Only slightly.
Only slightly.
Yeah, I thought it was Christmas Lemmings 94.
Yes,
when
you
I was
did.
Looking at it.
Unfortunately, fine people listening to the podcast, you would have missed that because the audio equipment died in excitement
did
upon bidding
Before
this.
That bit?
I think so. Never mind.
If not, you'll...
If not, it doesn't matter.
To repeat.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is everything, I think. Oh, yeah, I picked up Octodad in the PlayStation store. Sale.
Yay!
For fiver. Really.
Yeah,
I should stop buying games,
you
Matthew.
Probably should, but I should probably
think
stop
should.
Buying games. Like, everyone should probably stop buying games, Tom. Like, you have considerably more games than I do, and I'm still buying games.
I bought Star Wars Obi-Wan recently. I think I might have mentioned
You did mention it on last week's podcast.
Yeah, it was £5. I found it. They're not very good.
Why did you buy it?
I was curious because I'd never played it. It's one of them Star Wars games I've never seen much of or played. And just so happened I stumbled across some footage today.
Did you not think if you hadn't seen it or hadn't played it and nobody had ever told you about it that it might be shit? Did you think you were hoping to find like a hidden gem with you and McGregor?
Is it like a launch title or something? But it looks...
I think so.
Graphically, it looks really bad for an Xbox game.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be. I've never heard anyone talk about that game. I've seen it gathering dust
in game
stations.
I'm going to tell you all about Star Wars Obi-Wan.
Good. I want a big 10-minute monologue of Star Wars Obi-Wan because I bet it's shit.
And then when you're buying games like that, you do start to think, hang on, you know.
No, hang on's a racing game. You start to think about Obi-Wan.
Hang on. I'd rather be playing hang on.
Yes, exactly. Everyone should go out and play hang on.
So help me, listeners. And I prefer any... support you can give me with my eBay addiction.
Tell Tom games to buy and he'll go buy them. Because he's not looking himself now. So if
you
encourage
him... not to buy.
Tell him games not to buy.
Should I buy something like Star Wars Jedi Power Battles? Or is it really that bad? Is Star Wars Demolition bad game? I don't know.
Are you going on to Star Wars games now?
I was thinking about it today.
Oh, fucking hell. On to Star Wars games, Tom. And most of them from my experience... are pretty shit.
Super Bombad Racing.
Yeah, I'm sure that's really great. I'm sure that's a wonderful title and totally worth your money.
Yeah, I think it's average enough to be worth a shot. Not terrible, but I've heard it's average. And I don't mind simple average games.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, still, I've got to curb this obsession.
Yes, I think you need to.
Yeah. Should we talk about some of the new releases?
Yeah.
We got Metal Gear coming out on Tuesday, of course.
Yes, which I cannot fucking wait.
Quite exciting. I won't get it because I just spent 26 quid or something on Lemmings.
Game that you already own, yeah. Good job.
So
money well spent.
I'll bypass that and you can just tell me how good it is. So what's coming out apart from that? I'm not entirely sure, but my little tablet device will tell me. Mad Max...
Yes, it's out the same day as Metal Gear. Unfortunately, I need to side on the side of Snake.
Maybe I'll ask for it for Christmas.
Oh.
Off Santa. Because I wouldn't mind playing Mad Max. 3D Gunstar Heroes for the 3DS comes out sometime in August.
Yes, yes, it does.
Oh, it's just
It's Gunstar Heroes, but with a 3D thing on it. Apparently, it's very fucking good.
Well, I know it's a good game.
Apparently, the 3D works. It makes it even better.
Yeah, with these Sega releases, they have worked really well. Hang On, Sonic 1, and Outrun, and Fantasy Zone.
Oh, I still need to buy that.
They're worth investing in. I imagine Space Harrier is also available.
Yes, I think so.
I think so.
Oh, man, Space Harrier in 3D be fucking brilliant.
Fly Wrench. Right, Mac and PC.
Don't know.
Madden NFL 16, PS4, Xbox One, 360,
Disney Infinity
PS3.
Just came out, version 3.0.
And in Denmark, El Giganten, quite a reasonably good electronic shop, is selling it for 400 kroner.
That's all right.
Whereas they're selling it for 500 at Fotex down the road.
What do you think of the figures?
I like Yoda.
I liked the Zeb. I thought he was pretty cool.
I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah, he's pretty nice. Sabine, I don't really like the sculpt. Colours and stuff aren't nice, but...
I think it's the first figure of the new style Sabine from the latest.
Yes, I think so. Looks that way. Looks cool, though.
Yeah. Worms 4 will come out for the iPad and iPhone.
Ooh. You going to buy it?
But not Android.
Not Android at all. It's a shit, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't say Android. So maybe I won't get that. And then that's it for August. We're going to have to wait until... Octodad's coming out on Wii U in some time, apparently.
Oh, well, okay.
It'll probably get cancelled again, a lot like Project Cars was recently cancelled. Something else was cancelled. Mortal Kombat also was cancelled for the last gen. So I think studios who have had these games in development for older systems, like Project Cars, because you can call Wii U of the same power as a PS3 or an Xbox 360, roughly. They're just cancelling them, like Mortal Kombat. And the reason they give for this is the games can't run. They can't make the games run to a good standard.
I have a sneaking suspicion the reason is now they're like, oh, well, fuck that. If you're going to announce the NX, what's the point of releasing this and putting the development time into it?
Yeah, but so much time was put into Project Cars Wii version, and suddenly they decide, actually, it's not going to be very good. We can't get it to run at 60 frames per second.
Which is a shame.
Yeah.
I have actually pre-ordered...
Mario Kart does.
Yeah. But, I mean, Mario Kart is built for that system,
yeah.
Bear that in mind.
Yeah, they had to downscale, I guess.
Mario Kart is made by a team who is very good at making console games for Nintendo platforms. Mm-hmm. Project Cars people are obviously going to come in and figure out how the fuck to do that and make it run properly.
Yeah. It'll be disappointing, but maybe... They say the version wouldn't have been very good, and...
Yeah, but that's credit to them.
Yeah.
They didn't release a shit game. Like, that's not what...
Yeah, they could have just
Ubisoft
released it.
Been putting
but
into practice,
also,
you know?
Also, if they released it on the Wii, they probably wouldn't sell much anyway.
Yeah.
But Mortal Kombat, that would have sold, I think, on the last gen.
No, it seems so.
But there's quite a big gap between its original
there
release.
There is.
And so it'll be difficult now. They have to remarket it. Otherwise,
I guess so. Yeah.
I suppose.
But I mean, like, there's not really any fighting games on the Wii U, is there? There's no version of Street Fighter or anything like that.
Yeah, but that was never going to get released on the Wii U.
No.
Mortal Kombat. Just the PS3 and 360.
So. Yeah. I've pre-ordered Mario Maker. Actually, there's only £30 on Amazon at the moment to pre-order it with
it's
a nice
great
little
Wii U games, aren't they?
I've actually pre-ordered Shovel Knight because they're going to put Shovel Knight out for £20 in a box.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll buy that.
And get
the
Shovel Knight amiibo as well.
Oh god, if that becomes a reality,
it is.
That they don't know yet. It's not officially
oh, really?
Announced. That's
it,
a very
the
convincing.
Developers who were actually.
Oh
that's
really?
What I heard. The developers unveiled it. Through Game Grumps YouTube channel, and it was announced on Kotaku as well as being the first third party amiibo.
Interesting, because I'd seen something leaked a couple of weeks ago from Spanish retailer, and they had a mock of what it could look like.
Yeah, I think it's a reality as far
as I'm
aware.
If that is a reality, I can't get my phone to load.
And it was interesting. It will be interesting to see if it's a Smash Brothers amiibo or its own amiibo. If it's a Smash Brothers amiibo, it would imply
that he's coming to Smash Brothers.
And I know he was a popular vote in the voting for a new character.
I voted for him and Bomberman. I would like both
of those. I voted
for
Nightmare from Soul Calibur, and I'd still like to see Nightmare in there because I think he'd be a good fit.
That could work. Yeah. Like, there is
even
the
though I can't play Smash Brothers.
Yeah, neither can I. But then, you've tried with Ryu.
I'm trying to play Smash Brothers, but it's just not much fun for me.
Yeah. I'll buy a Shovel Knight amiibo, like hotcakes. I will pick it
up. And also, it's unlocking more content in the Wii U version of Shovel Knight.
Fuck yeah. That's why I'm going to buy a box version anyway, because I have it on PS4.
Yeah, it's got to be a reality, because I've heard all these details, like what it's going to unlock. It's going to unlock co-op, apparently, for the Wii U version
what?
Of the game, yeah.
Okay, so it's essentially like buy this amiibo, get DLC.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm gonna have to pre-order that. Anyways, yeah.
Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool again.
Anything else to add in this last week in gaming, Matthew?
No, got a few games on the way. I'll talk about them when they arrive and do that. Okay.
Okay, and I'm gonna next time we do the podcast, I'm not gonna have a very long eBay list.
I'm just gonna be talking about Metal Gear for the entire next podcast, so sorry in advance for that. Okay. Until next week, guys, you can find us on Facebooks at facebook.com/TomandMattAttack. You can find us in Twitter as well at TMAcast. You can look us up on iTunes where you can listen to this podcast and give us a cheeky rate and subscribe. You can also go to blastprocess.com or TomandMattAttack.com to do the same thing.
One place you won't find us is in the Tom and Matt Attack Shack. So maybe just take a moment. I think maybe we had a preemptive silence just then. For the Tom Attack Shack, many great memories, many great podcasts.
Yes, within these walls.
But it's time to move on.
It's over. Tom Attack. Game on, guys.
Oh, game on, yes.